Okay, we're on Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, the bottom. Iboy Lehu. Somach Lemincha Gedola Tznan, or Dilma Somach Lemincha Ketana Tznan. When it says you're not allowed to eat before Mincha, a half an hour before Mincha, does it mean a half an hour before Mincha Gedola, which is the half an hour before the sixth hour, the seventh hour really, beginning of the seventh hour, in other words, midday, or Mincha Gedola is no, just the opposite. Mincha Gedola is a half an hour after Chatzos, so that would mean from Chatzos and on, or is it Samach LeMincha Ketana, which is the beginning of the tenth hour. Instead of 10.5 hours, ninth hour. So 9.5 hours, the beginning of the ninth hour, means the beginning of the tenth hour, into the tenth hour. That's Mincha Ketana. So, Samach LeMincha Gedola, now what's the Shaila? Is it Samach LeMincha Gedola, Mishum Pesach? And the Rashbam learns, and not because of matzah. If it's that early, it wouldn't affect your eating matzah that late, much later at night. But because of Pesach, because we won't want you to get involved in eating and not be makir of the Korban Pesach. And the Rashbam will see says that if that's the case, then it doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. If that's the reason, then today there's no Korban Pesach, that this whole issue wouldn't apply. The Ran says that even if it's because of Korban Pesach, once there was a takon and exer, it applies even today. We had that same shaila really back in Mokum Shinoagu. If the reason for not doing malacha erev Pesach is because of Korban Pesach, it could be it's still bisman hazeh, it still applies. Okay, in any case, so is it because of Pesach? And the Ran also says that the shaila is also matzah. Could be that matzah also would be applied before. If it's before Mincha Gedola, then it could be either matzah or Korban Pesach, right? Dilma Asi LeMincha, VaAsi LeNuim Elevet Pischa. You'll get involved in eating and you'll forget to make Korban Pesach. Or Dilma Samach LeMincha Ketana Tznan. Or maybe no, it's only a half an hour before Mincha Ketana. Umishu Matzah, and then it's only because of matzah. So the Rashbam learns the Shaila, is it because of Pesach or because of Matzah? One or the other. And the Ran learns that if it's from before Mincha Gedola, it could be either reason. If it's Mincha Ketana, it could only be because of Matzah, because Korban Pesach he already brought. So there's not been a problem of bringing Korban Pesach, he already brought Korban Pesach. Umishu Matzah, Dilma Asi LeMichla, LeMatzah Achila Gasa. Maybe you'll eat the Matzah Achila Gasa. Okay, let's see the Rashbam. Mincha Gedola, Mishay Shol Sumechzo Lamala. Mincha Gedola is 6.5 hours, which Samach LeMincha Gedola would be 6 hours. In other words, the end of the sixth hour, the beginning of the seventh hour. The Ainu Zmanasi is Tomid Ho'erev, Kshatabola Hakdimo, Kigom Be'erev Pesach, Shecholios Be'erev Shabbos. The earliest you make Korban HaTomid is at that time. Shenishvat b'shei shumechzo v'apesach achro k'lamim v'tabin nishvat umishum pesach shemiyeshe b'suda v'yivshu me'asos pesach. You start getting involved in eating and you'll forget to make korban pesach. Ol dilma somach l'mincha ketana v'haynu b'gmar teshos. That's at the end of the ninth hour, the beginning of the tenth hour. D'mash d'teisha shol shumechzo havizman d'akrov is tamin shol kol hashana shumuchar. The latest you bring the korban tamin is 9.5 hours. And that's called mincha ketana. And therefore, the beginning of the ninth hour, the beginning of the tenth hour, the end of the ninth hour, will be Samach LeMincha Ketana. There's no inyan of not bringing the Korban Pesach. He already brought it. The Erev HaPesach, HaYatamid Korah B'Shemonu Mechza, VaPesach Achra Miyad. Immediately after the 8.5 hour, you brought the Korban Pesach. And everybody was finished bringing their Korban Pesach by the time that Mincha Ketana came. Most people brought the Korban Pesach before that. The only chashash is matzah. And other Rishonim learn that that it's even possible to have, a Tosa says, that it's even possible to have a chashash of Pesach that late too, because maybe you'll get involved in eating and you'll rush up bringing your Korban Pesach and not do it properly. The Noi Nami, the Ein Kan Lachu Shalom Yishu Matzah Shlo Yach Lenu Chamichi Lagasa. The noi nami the mishum pesach ikal mecha shlachila gasa. Lechor, why aren't you afraid for korban pesach achila gasa? Right. Let's say that what's it called, that you have the reason that they that you have to stop eating is because if you eat too much, you'll eat the korban pesach achila gasa. Lechor is talking in the time when it was a korban pesach. The apple gav dehu nechal ala sova achila gasa mia ino achila. Even though you have to eat korban pesach ala sova, but not achila gasa, not what you don't want to eat anymore. If you eat kodshim, balachila gasa is considered mazik, the kodshim. It's not considered eating, it's considered mazik. Because if you eat a lot, you don't want to eat bread. So the bread is achila gasa, same thing with matzah. Right? But if you eat a lot, you could still have an appetite for eating meat. Meat is easier to eat when you're full than bread is. And even when there's no korban pesach, there's still an inyan of matzah. So it could be one of two reasons: either because the inyan of achila gasa is not so much a problem by korban pesach because it's meat as opposed to bread, or because wanted to say a reason that applies even when there's no korban pesach. But if the reason is korban pesach, then it only applies in this man of korban pesach. So that's the shaila. Tosus points out there's two kinds of achila gasa. From the Rashbam in the beginning of the perek, it was mashmah, it's only hidr mitzvah. They should eat it b'teyovah, but not that you're not yotzei b'chlal. There's an achila gasa that if you eat that kind of achila gasa, you're not yotzei the mitzvah b'chlal. It's not called eating b'chlal, like the Rashbam says, it's called mazik. And then there's an achila gasa that it's not mitzvah min amuvcher, which is called eating, but it's not the nicest kind of eating. So the Rashbam is talking in the beginning of the Perek where the Achila Gasa was just not the Teyavon, it's not the nicest kind, but it's not that kind of Achila Gasa where you push it, you can't stand to eat, and then it's not called eating even the Gabi Yom Kippur. Okay, so that's the Shaila. Is it Samach Lemincha Gedola or Samach Lemincha Ktana? Toshma Afilu Agrippus Hamelech, Shurog Yilecho B'Teisha Shos, Osu Hayom Lo Yochal Achetechshach. Even Agrippus Hamelech, who normally started his meal in the ninth hour, should not eat, even though he didn't eat before that. Shouldn't eat till it gets dark. He Amrish B'Shlomo Samach L'Mincha K'tana T'nan, that the Indian is that Samach L'Mincha K'tana Hain Revuse D'Agrippus. That's the Chiddush of Agrippus. Right? Even though the ninth hour came and he didn't eat before this, still he shouldn't start eating. But if the Isser started all the way back from the seventh hour, my Revuse D'Agrippus. What's the Chiddush? Chal Isser Alei Mikar. When he got up, or when he started to eat, already the Isser was there for 2 hours. So what's the Chiddush? Ela Samach L'Mincha K'tana T'nan. Elamite must be that it's Samach L'Mincha K'tana. So, my Revuse D'Agrippus, still, what's the Chiddush of Agrippus? Right, so his eating time coincides with the time you're not allowed to start, not allowed to eat. So, Ha Machaleh's Manisura, the time already came. So, what's the Chiddush if it came before or came at the same time? Still, why should I think that Agrippus should be different? Or it says, Mao the same, Matesha shows Lagrippus Ka'arba shows Tidon. That normal people eat their meal in the, what's it called, in the sixth hour. By the sixth hour. And Malachim get up in the third hour. So their sixth hour is the ninth hour. So I might think that what's it called, that Agrippus, since he normally ate in the ninth hour, so his ninth hour is like our fourth hour. In other words, us, it's if you eat so early, it's not going to be a problem. So by him, it's eating early, because he doesn't eat before that. Kamash Malah, no, that you go after the what normal people are, even though Agrippus didn't get up till late and didn't start eating till later. See, 1 second. But that only, we'll see, applies if it's because of matzah. Because of Korban Pesach, it still wouldn't apply. Agrippus HaMelech, Melech Kosher, Hayim Imalchei Chashmonoi, V'lo Hoya Ochel Ad Shoa Tes. He was a Melech Kosher, Agrippus. Tosus says he wasn't so kosher because he wasn't Mikere Vachecha, right? That wasn't his fault. His Yichus wasn't 100%. Tosus brings down that when he got to that Pesach, he used to cry, Mikere Vachecha, Timne Olecha Melech. But he himself was a kosher person, just his Yichus wasn't that great. Revusid Agrippus Kolomer Heine Revusid Diktani Bebraisa Afilu Agrippus. What was the chiddush of Agrippus? If the Isser starts already in Mincha Gedola, he didn't start eating till the ninth hour. The Isser already applied 2 hours before. The Afagav Dadayin Lo Ochal Uzmani Sura Lamata Akati Bishot Shis Ad Lachar Tisha Afilu Hachi Lo Yochal. If the Isser starts in the ninth hour and he didn't start eating till the ninth hour, so the chiddush is that even Agrippus, who didn't eat anything till the ninth hour, can't eat past the ninth hour. Mishum demashik le'atzmani yisur v'yisana v'loyochal. Ela I omrish mincha gedola l'malo asur. It's also ready from mincha gedola. May afilu Agrippus. What's the chiddush of Agrippus? Hamotik klar zman yisur m'sheisholso mechza v'eila. The yisur already started 2 hours earlier. So what's the chiddush that it applies to Agrippus? Utsricha l'meimer the asur bit me. You have to tell me there's asur. The yisur started on everybody 2 hours earlier. Because he didn't eat till now, it should be over in Isser. It's already the Isser already was chal. Someone says no, if the Isser would start a half an hour later, and Agrippus would start at the ninth hour, then there's a chiddush. Even Agrippus, right, shouldn't eat or whatever, but it starts at the same time. So why should Agrippus be different? Kodim shigmar sudaso. The Afilu Reb Yossi, the Polig, the Hatsokas Erev HaPesach, Bereish Pirka, the Omer Shelo LaHatsik, Me'achar Sheyitzchel Lecho BeHetter. Even Reb Yossi who says that even Erev Pesach, if you started eating the Heter, you can continue. Hacham Modi Dasser. Here he would agree, it's Dasser. The Mikor of Das Keno Yaocha B'Teisha Shos Shigomar. Asudaso B'Tolz Manisura. When he started eating, he knew he was going to continue. So therefore, it's Dasser. If you know you're starting and you're going to continue eating, that's like you're starting after the Zman HaIsser. So what's the Chiddush of Agrippus? Lamaisa, he started eating in a time when it's Osir. Now the same. Test Agrippus Ka'arbal Idon Dami. The Kivan the Lomud Lechol B'Teisha Shol. Since he's trained himself to wait to eat till the ninth hour. Ka'arba Shol's Lididon. His ninth hour is like our fourth hour. The Yochel Gam Hu Matzah L'Tiyavon Gam Hu Kimosenu Shochel in B'dalet Shos B'Yom. Just like we could eat in the fourth hour and it won't affect our eating matzah at night, he could eat in the ninth hour and it won't affect his eating matzah at night, because his first eating of the day is the ninth hour. So for him, everything becomes relative. So Menela, his ninth hour is like our fourth hour. Yochu gamhu matzotiyam gamhu kemoseinu shochel medalat shos biyom. The hilka choil vakati lomotus mani sura. And therefore, since this man Isser didn't come yet, when he eats his meal in the beginning of the ninth hour, nishrei lecho betchilas test, we should allow him to eat in the beginning of the ninth hour up until the ninth and a half hour. Apopi shetim shach sudaso lachar test. Even though his meal is going to continue after that, we should allow him to start eating before the ninth hour a little bit and continue on. Even though normally that would be asur, but for him, since this is his first eating of the day, it's like breakfast. So he's not going to affect what he eats at night because of his breakfast. Our breakfast is 4 hours in the day, so that doesn't affect what we eat at night. So therefore, the chiddush is no, he's not allowed to eat. However, if the halacha was mincha gedola, leker of usa klal, there's no chiddush at all. The lo havi shayach lemisnei afilu. The kivin the time mishum dilma asil nui mi pesach, the lo mishum achila gasa. Since the first side of the shayla was if it's mincha gedola, it's only because of korban pesach, then what does that have to do that his 9 hours like 4 hours? That has to do with how the eating affects you, not if you're going to get involved in eating and not make korban pesach. For him, it's the same thing as anybody else. The lo mishum achila gasa de matzah leka lemeimer hachi mal de same a test like riplus kedala de didon dami hilchah shamina mina de mincha ketana tznan. Therefore, the fact that it said there's a chiddush by Agrippus has to be the reason is because of matzah. Because of matzah, the way the Rashbam learns, it can only be from 9.5 hours and on, only from samach lemincha ketana. There's no svara that matzah should already be affected by what you eat at mincha gedola. So that's the raya from this braisa that it's samach lemincha ketana, not samach lemincha gedola. Okay. And that's halacha taka, that the yisur is samach lemincha ketana. Omer Rav Yossi or Rav Asi, oh aval makbil hu b'minei targima. Even though you're not allowed to eat a meal, but you're allowed to eat minei targima. Rashbam says, Metabel v'ochel min amincha lamala tagima peros u'basar b'lolechem. You can eat fruit and meat, not bread, and mashma not mezonos either, according to the Rashbam. Tosa says, we find mini targimas mezonos. You can even eat mezonos, as long as you don't eat mamish bread. Mezonos is okay, peros and basar is okay. The hadin nokit metabel shekol ma'acholam ayidei tibul. They used to eat only with dips. Rav Yitzchak matbil biyarke. Rav Yitzchak used to eat vegetables. Some Rishonim hold that's only raw vegetables, because Gemara says that raw vegetables make you hungry, but they increase your appetite. But cooked vegetables fill you up, and others say it makes no difference. Right, since you're eating earlier, right, makes no difference if it's raw vegetables or cooked vegetables. As long as it's not bread, it's not going to fill you up. Tanya nami hachi hashamish matbil b'nei meyayin. The notion of nei ha'orchim, right? The shamish can be matbil in the b'nei meyayim of the carbon and give it l'fnei ha'orchim. We'll see in a second what the raya is. See Rashbam biyarka ha'yochel yerek min amincha lemala. He ate vegetables. The v'sheinu masbia, vegetables don't fill you up. The nira be'enai de megar liba lemechol. The ochel matzah l'tiyoven yoser. He used to bedafki eat vegetables because vegetables make you they increase your appetite. They open your stomach to be more hungry. So it's like an appetizer. It's exactly an appetizer. L'tichoch ha'yochel yerek. He bedafke ate yerek. The lo ha'yanoi kein ki im erev ha'pesach. Kedilam shalechol. Not every day he did this. He didn't know. Dafke erev pesach. He used to eat vegetables. Gvalecho b'layla. Kedamrinim esach ha'shabes perek tolin. Omer ha'chizda bar be'rav. Lo lechol yarko mishum de megari lipa. Right? You shouldn't eat vegetables. Makes you hungry. Makes, increases your appetite. And you're going to end up eating too much. He used to drink wine, bedafka. He used to eat things, drink things that would make you have more of an appetite at night. It wasn't that they were eating it like it's okay to eat. The bedafka were eating it because it increased their appetite. They used to eat an appetizer before they would make a mochi. In order to, when they made the mochi, they should be extra hungry. Must be the parperis, the appetizer, came before the bread. And they did it to increase their appetite for the bread. Tanya nami hachi da ochlin mine targima erev pesach de lahamshich zaleiv, that there's an inyan bedafka to eat either vegetables or drink wine or eat something that will be an appetizer to make you eat matzah more l'teyavam. Hashamish matbu b'nei me'ayim kolomber b'nei me'ayim shel behemos hanishchotas l'sudas yantar. That's why we're called in pesach, because you're not allowed to eat that before night. But you shechted other animals that you're ready to shlamin, that you could eat after you shechted it. You don't have to wait till the night to eat the shlamim. Right? You can have that. So it's all these animals were ready and prepared for Sudas Yontif. So people taste the food, Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos, you know, that's already cooked for Yontif. The Gamnosi Mehem Lefnei Ha'orchin Amenuyim Yachad Al HaPesach. And he used to give out that food, right, used to be matbil, vegetables or whatever, right, and meat, and give it out to the guests who are going to eat Korban Pesach that night in order to make their appetite bigger. This Bryce is talking about Erev Pesach, and even after Mincha. But after that time that you're not allowed to eat, you still can give out vegetables, meat, or whatever. The Afalpi Shein Raya Ledover, back in the Gemara, Zecher Ledover. Even though there's no Raya, but there's a hint to this concept that sometimes eating makes you want to eat more. There are certain things you can eat that'll build up your appetite. Shenemar Niru Lochem Nir V'Altizru Lakotzim. Plow and don't plant for what's it called, for thorns. What's the Raya? So the Rashbam learns like this. The Afalpi Shein Raya Ledover, the Achila Moshechas Achila. Even though from this pasuk there's no Raya that eating can make your appetite greater, Zecher Ledover Yesh Tzas. There's a hint to it. Dichsiv Niru Lachem Nir. Heralanu Anavi Dugma Shechorshim Esakarka Kedei Lekabel Esazriya. right? You plow the ground in order that it should be conducive to take, that the seed should take. If you don't plow, then the seeds aren't going to take. So too, people who eat things that don't fill you up, just they have the opposite effect. They make you more hungry. They open up your insides and they make you more hungry. So the eating is like plowing before you plant. It makes the food that comes later more desirable. Right, that's how I understand this. Tulsa says the chora, the mushals does not dome into the nimshal, because plowing and planting are two separate things. And here we're talking about eating and eating. Right, so Tulsa learns over there that you have to learn what the parsha is talking about. The parsha is talking about over there that if you don't take off the thorns from the ground first, and you plant, you don't plow the thorns away. And you plant while the thorns are there, then it's what's it called? The seeds are not going to help because they're going to be growing up amongst the thorns. So the idea being that over there was that if you don't do tshuva first, then you can't return to me. Right? You're not going to return to me unless you do tshuva. Get rid of the thorns first, and then you can do tshuva. So the idea being, if you're miyayish already from doing tshuva, you're not going to be able to return to me. But if you aren't miyayish, right, then other rabbi, you can return to me. Same thing over here. If you were miyayish from eating altogether, then you don't have an appetite. But if you started eating, you weren't miyayish completely, then you'll have an appetite. So the rai is from the inyan, not from the actual words of the nir l'chanir, not from the harish and the zriya. But the idea was, first get rid of the thorns to show that you haven't been miyayish completely from planting this ground, and then you can plant. But if you're miyayish completely from it, you're not going to plow it out, you know, leave the thorns there, then the planting's not going to help. So too, don't be miyayish from returning to me, because then, if you don't do tshuva, you're not going to return. But if you're not miyayish, then you can return to me. Same thing over here, if you're not miyayish from eating, then you have a bigger appetite than if you're miyayish, you gave up eating, you stopped eating, you're not going to have such a good, big appetite to eat at night. Rabbeinu Shlomo Zakeni Pirish Okein. Rashi, he says, learns it differently. B'nei me'ayim ho'el v'osig v'suda yochel hu lecho b'nei me'ayim mashaderech ha-shamish lecho. Since you're osig in the suda already, so the shamish can eat from the b'nei me'ayim because he's already involved in eating. Rashai hu lasos kemer ha-mincha ma'al. Since he's already involved in eating, he can continue eating from the b'nei me'ayim. Because since he's involved with them, he's making the preparations, it's a tsar to be involved in the cooking and preparations and not be able to taste it, not be able to eat it. The and it won't fill you up, just the opposite, it will make you more have a bigger appetite. But if you matzai yourself and you're involved in the food and you don't taste some of it, then it's going to, what's it called, going to make you more tsar. You're not going to be able to eat. Right, you're gonna be meuna, and you won't be able to eat. When you're involved in the plowing, right, then do it in a way that you'll be able to enjoy it. So if you're plowing already, take away the thorns so you can benefit from the plowing that you're able to plant. According to Rashi, when you're involved in preparing the food, eat a little bit so you'll be able to enjoy it later on. If you don't eat anything, you're going to be matzah yourself and you won't have any appetite. The sham is zesha osig besuda over beisamit b'chayim im eino nehena mitzayerle v'lo nehira. Rashi, I don't like Rashi's pshat. The pshat better is that it's not talking because you're osig and it's going to be matzah you. It's just showing us that it's possible to eat and not get filled up, but just the opposite. The eating will make you have more of an appetite, and the raya is from the fact that if you don't plow first and make way for the seeds aren't going to take. Od yesh loshon acher vein bo mamish. There's another pshat that the Rashbam says I don't hold from. Okay. Let's go on. Rava havishosi chamra kule maile yoma de pischa. Rava used to drink wine because wine also makes you want to drink more. And here again, this is machlokas. Some hold that's only if you drink. The Gemara says it's only if you drink a lot of wine. Drink a little bit of wine, it fills you up. Drink a lot of wine, it makes you thirsty, makes you hungry. So when Rava drank wine, it means he drank a lot. But to drink a little bit, not. And others hold no. That the amount of makes fills you up or makes you hungry is only relative. But if you drink a little, you drink a lot, wine is not going to fill you up to the point where you're not going to eat matzah l'tayava. So you can drink any amount of wine. And when Rava drank wine, it gave him an appetite. Wine is an appetizer. Ki hechi de nigre libe de nechol matzah tfeila ursa. Amar Rava, minah mein, alo de chamra migre garer. How do I know that wine makes you have an appetite? Tishnan, bein akosus halolo imrotza lishtos yishtem. Bein shlishi l'ravi lo yishtem. Right, you're not allowed to drink between the third and fourth kosos because it looks like you're adding onto the kosos. But in the middle of the meal, after the between the second and third kosos, you could drink, right? Because then it doesn't look like you're adding on top of the kosos. You're eating your meal. But if drinking wine fills you up, right, lechora you're not going to eat matzah l'tayavim at the end. So how could you drink more wine, right? It's something that's not positive. Samara says, "V'i amrish misid soid amayishte haka ochel lematzah achilagasa and l'shmamino migregor." No, the wine, what's it called, makes you have bigger appetite. So you're allowed to drink as long as it doesn't look like you're adding on to the kosos between the third and the fourth. You could drink wine before. Bein akosos halalu bein arishon l'sheni. Between the first and second kos, you can drink. Now, while you're saying the Haggadah, you could drink something because before your meal, and it doesn't look like you're adding on kosos, you're just having an appetizer before your meal. Bein arishon l'sheni, bein asheni l'shlishi. Mishum dechamra migregor lei hukin mefarshazel. Because it'll give you an appetite. Bein shlishi l'rvi lo yishte, shlishi the birkas hamazon, dekivin lo chashin and od legrire liba lo sharin lei. Since we don't want you to have an appetite, no reason. You finished eating everything. Now you're saying hala. After Birkas Hamazon, there's no inyan to add another kos. The nira kamosif al arba kosas. Now it looks like you're stami adding another fifth kos. The Gemara Yushalmi nimtzo lama kadesh lo yishtakir. The Yushalmi says a different reason. Because since it's after the meal, you may get drunk. The sulo chazi la migmar halel, and you forget, and you won't be able to finish hala. Upare chosim halo kvar mishukaru. I see already shikar, you drank three kosas. Just because you're going to drink another one, you're going to get more shikar. Sharishosa harbe besudaso, and you even drank during the meal too. Wine that you drink together with food doesn't make you shikar. Shalachra mazon, but if you finished eating, now you stop drink wine, that's taka makes you drunk. Okay.